You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do, welcome to Fresh Take. Joshua Adam, I'm Arvin, that's the 7K Pick Podcast. Man, it is all about timing. In football and in podcasting. And unfortunately, we have not been able to get our schedules lined up. We are all very, very busy. Hopefully next week, we will be able to hit it. Senator, he recorded his own. I'm going to throw it to him. But I'm sure the one thing a lot of people want me to talk about, and let me clear my throat. Everyone wants to hear me talk about this Raider situation. I'm sure. So here we go. Yeah, it's been not great, Bob. It's been bad. It's been bad. 0-6 in one score games, 3 blown 17 score lead games. It's a talented team. I think a lot of us, myself included, in Raider Nation, were calling for Josh McDaniels' head. I think as the week has gone on, you've seen a lot more rally of Devontae and Carr and a few others support McDaniels, and that it's maybe an in-house thing with some players not buying in, not buying out. I don't know what I want now as a Raider fan. I will never root against them. But you look at the games coming up. So they have the Broncos, winnable game. They're at Seattle. That's a tough game against the 12s, against this regenerated Seahawks team. Chargers, who knows, at Rams. Rams aren't great this year. Pats, winnable game. Steelers, winnable game. Niners on on New Year's Eve. Thankful for New Year's Eve. Who knows? And then the Chiefs in the final week, don't know. I'm not saying that they're going to win all these final games, but they're all winnable games. But then again, a lot of Raider fans looked at the Saints, Jaguars, Colts as all winnable games, and well, here we are with all that. My point is, you got to be patient. It's the coach and the GM that are going into a situation that wasn't their situation. They are finding the pieces that work for them and don't work for them. They're going to have a full draft coming up here to see how that works. Well, this has been a very frustrating season because the talent is there. I don't think we've really seen a full conscious effort on the offensive side where you got to see Carr with Waller, with Hunter Renfro, with Devontae Adams. That hasn't really been there. So, who knows? It's super frustrating. You felt like this was going to be a playoff team. Now I don't know what direction they want to go. I'm recording this after Tennessee beat the Packers, so I think we can officially kind of call the end of the Packers season now. I think that is done. So just some quick picks here. Number one, the Eagles. They picked up Ndamukong too, so they just keep on getting better. They face Colts and Jeff Saturday. They're coming off a loss to the Commanders, so no undefeated teams anymore. I have them beating the Colts at 6.5 for the Eagles. Rams and Saints is such a tough game. It depends. I don't know if Matthew Stafford's playing or not. If Stafford doesn't play, I'll pick the Saints. Falcons and Bears, I'll go with the Falcons. Commanders and Texans, I'll go with the Commanders. Pats and the Jets, and the Pats are favored in that one. It's in Foxborough, but I like the Jets in that one, and I know because the Pats beat them last time. I think it goes the other way around. Giants and the Lions. I like the Lions in this one. I think the Lions are not as bad of a team. We all had a lot of faith in this Lions team near the end of the year, and I still don't fully buy into what this Giants thing is, so we'll see. Carolina and Baltimore, I think the line is entirely too big for Baltimore. It's 13 for Baltimore, also I'll take Carolina. Buffalo and Cleveland, this game's now getting played in Detroit. Bill's got to get things going. Deshaun Watson, he's back at practice this week. For the Browns, still 2 weeks until he plays. The piece of shit that he is. You have the Bills winning that one. Steelers, they're hosting the Bengals. And last time these two teams played, the Steelers won. They're in Pittsburgh. They have TJ back. I think they have Mika Fitzpatrick back. I'm picking the Steelers. Cowboys and Vikings, I don't get this line. It's in Minnesota, but the Cowboys are favored by 2. Give me the Vikings. Easy money. And Kansas City and the Chargers on Sunday night football. I'll go with Kansas City. And then our Monday night game in Mexico. It's the Niners and the Cardinals. I don't know if Kyler's playing this game, but I don't care. And I got the San Francisco 49ers. There's my quick thoughts and everything. Let's throw down to the Senator to finish it off. Cheers.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to the 7K Pick Podcast. I am the Senator. I am doing this one solo again. So shout out to Josh. Shout out to Coach. You know, work and life gets in the way sometimes. So I am taking this one by myself. So let's just get into what was the past week of football, starting off with the Thursday night game with my team, the Falcons, losing to the Panthers. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you about this. I didn't even watch the game. I had my own game on that time that I was playing in. So I ended up just catching the highlights. The game did not seem entertaining whatsoever. And so for the people that did not watch the game, I don't blame you. The way how it looked, it did not look good. That was almost our... We should have lost that first game against Carolina in Atlanta. It was just a mistake that DJ Moore had that really cost his team. But this one here, it wasn't even close. It wasn't even a good game. So there's really not much that I can say. AJ Terrell is back this week. Hopefully that brings a little addition to the defense that we need. And hopefully Mariota doesn't play how we played last game, because it did not look good at all. And Carolina's in an interesting position, because they've won a few games since trading away their best players. And this week it was announced that Baker Mayfield is their starting quarterback. How do you feel about that? How do I feel about that? I don't know. We've already seen what he can do, and now he's going to be doing it with less weapons. I don't really like either the team right now. So whether it's him or Darnold that's doing it, it doesn't really matter. It just does not seem like they are going to perform the way how they did when PJ was in. So we'll talk about this week's games in a little bit, but that was just a quick wrap-up of the last game. Germany had their game on Sunday, and that was the Seattle versus Tampa Bay game. The Bucks won. Not a big fan of the Bucks winning, because that just means that their lead at the top of the division just keeps growing. But what do you want to say? I don't know what we can possibly say about this game. It was a all right game. I watched it. It wasn't anything too exciting. I don't think that this means that the Bucks are a solid team going into the playoffs. But if there's one thing that we can say is that normally with a Tom Brady team, if he does make it into the playoffs, they are a threat. But I do like the Seattle team now. And like I said, I was one of the first people to openly admit that I thought they were going to be worse than they are. Geno Smith is playing. I think he's seventh on the MVP list right now. He's playing good. The team is playing good. Let's just see how far they can go. I actually do like the Seattle team right now. Tennessee beating the Broncos. What can we say about the Broncos? The Broncos are the Broncos at this point right now. And with Russell Wilson, they are what they are. They lost Judy. But one of the big things, one of the big stories that came out this week was potentially that Russell Wilson has been using Seattle audible calls while playing for Denver. So the players don't actually know what play they're actually playing when he calls the audible. If this is actually true, this might be the funniest story for this year. If Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, is really out there calling the wrong plays when he's audibling, because he's still thinking he's in Seattle, this might be the true downfall of Russell Wilson. And it's funny, but it's also sad because we saw him as everyone analyzed him as like a top five quarterback for the longest. This year, we can definitely not say that. Let's go to the next game. This one's real quick. Miami beat Cleveland. It was 39-17. Is there really much that we got to say? That Miami's undefeated as long as Tua starts the game. They look really good. The only thing that can really stop this team at this point is Tua's health. So if let's just keep watching it. There's really not much to say about this game. Next game, we got Pittsburgh versus New Orleans. Pittsburgh looked good now that they got their defense back. TJ Watt really is the difference maker on that team right there. Once the defense is really clicking, like, you can see the difference on the team. The Saints, we don't know what the Saints are. It might be time that they go back to Winston. I'm actually surprised that they sticked with Dalton for as long as they did. But the Saints have been one of the disappointing teams of the season. They need to figure out exactly what they're going to do for quarterback. They don't know what they're doing for quarterback. A lot of their best players have been out. But overall, they just seem like a mess. And they got some stuff that they got to work on. If I was them, I'm looking at trying to make some trades in the offseason, pick up some veteran minimum contracts and stuff like that. But yeah, they're just a mess. A surprisingly good game of the week was Detroit versus Chicago. And it shows you some of the inexperience that Justin Fields has, because it was one of those games where I sat down there and I put in the group chat with Josh and Coach, and I said, Justin Fields is an enigma. I don't know what he is, because he'll make some dumb decisions and then make an amazing run the next time he gets the ball. Like, it's just one of those ones where you kind of watch him not knowing exactly what you're going to get from him. And as somebody that bets, that is one of the most concerning things as a bettor, because you don't know what point spreads are safe, or even the money line. You don't know what's safe. Probably the only thing that's pretty safe is the props when it comes to that, the player props. But overall, like, there's really nothing solid that you can actually bet on. And it was an entertaining game. Detroit pulled it out 31-30. I believe that Chicago choked away that game. And honestly, they kind of deserved to lose after they gave up the lead that they gave up. So just keep watching. Justin Fields is going crazy with the run game right now. He seems more like a running back than a quarterback, but he did have some interesting throws in there. Game of the week. Was Minnesota versus Buffalo. Hands down, game of the week. What can we say? Buffalo was up large amount. Minnesota came back. Buffalo stopped them on the 1 yard line. Got the ball back on two tries. Third and one. Stopped them both time. Got the ball back. Fumbled in the end zone. Minnesota recovers for the touchdown. Minnesota's up by 3. Josh Allen takes them down. Field goal range. Tyler Bass kicks the field goal. Ties the game. Overtime. Minnesota gets the field goal. Josh Allen throws a pick in the end zone. Game over. Minnesota wins 33-30. This game was a game to watch. And Jefferson might have stamped himself as the best wide receiver in the game in this game. It was like you knew the ball was going to Jefferson. And he made two unbelievable catches. And in this game, alone, there might have been the three best catches of the season. One by Stephon Diggs, two by Jefferson. And this game was just amazing. You had no idea who was actually going to win, even coming down to the Josh Allen pick. Up until that point, you were like, this game might end up in a tie. But it was such a game to watch, even if you turned away, because this game went 30 minutes into the afternoon games. And it was just one of those games that you just had to stay locked in on. Even if you were watching Red Zone, you may have turned and just put on this game and then be like, hey, I'm going to put Red Zone after. Because it was just, you just had no clue who was going to win this one. So shout out to all of them. Josh Allen, you got to find a way to not injure yourself even more. There was a time when he went for, he went to punch out the ball from Patrick Patterson. And he knocked it. He tried to punch it out with his bad hand. And it's like, you got to be smart enough to know not to put yourself in any more position to injure yourself even more, because you are their offense. Like, they have other players. They have Gabe Davis. They have Stephon Diggs. They have Knox. They have Singletary. They have players. But you account for, I think, 85% of their, something like that, some crazy stat like that. You attribute to 85% of their touchdowns. You cannot afford to do anything to get yourself even more injured. So you got to know when to just say no. And hopefully you'll learn that, because the Bills in the playoffs means exciting times. And the AFC North at this point right now, that competition is looking really close. So you having home field is really important too. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. The rest of the season is going to be looking pretty interesting with some of these teams. Next game, we got the Houston Texans and the New York Giants. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. The Giants won 24-16. Giants defense is just amazing at this point, right? I wouldn't say amazing. Okay, they're playing really good at this point, and hopefully that they can keep this up. But yeah, we'll just see how they play out. Next up, like I said, some of these games we're not going to spend a lot of time on. KC versus Jacksonville. Okay, KC won 27-17. There's really not much to really say about that game. Next game, Colts. Jeff Saturday gets his first win as a head coach. That was going to be one of the stories of the week. All the talk beforehand about if he deserves the job, all that stuff. Within the first quarter, he already did way better than the last coach did his last game before he got fired. So it's just going to be interesting to see how the team plays. They went back to Matt Ryan being the starting quarterback. He played good, but it was also against the Raiders. We don't know what the Raiders are. The Raiders are interesting. Sorry, Josh. The Raiders are horrible at this point right now. So let's just say congratulations to Jeff Saturday for his first win. But he's going up against a very hard team this week, so he will be 1-1 at the end of this week. The Cowboys lost to the Packers. Mike McCarthy returned to Green Bay. Green Bay, that's looked horrible pretty much all season. Green Bay ended up beating them by 3 points in overtime. It's just concerning that the Dallas Cowboys, who is who are very loaded up with talent, allowed Green Bay to come to win a game that they should have been a lock for. Is this kind of the downfall of Dallas's season? And I'm not saying downfall as in that they won't make the playoffs. I thoroughly believe they're still going to make the playoffs. But is this the downfall of where you start to see the cracks of their team and start to see where they're going to be vulnerable to teams in the playoffs to knock them out? I don't have Dallas winning the Super Bowl or even making it out the NFC. But there's always those games during the season where you look and you're like, oh, okay, that is going to be the downfall of a team. And I think Green Bay may have exposed that little chink, and other teams are just going to play similar but also stick to their game plans. And I'm talking about the good teams, not the horrible teams. I'm talking about the good teams. Next up, we got the Cardinals. The Cardinals beat the Rams. They both were on backup quarterbacks. Cooper Kupp is injured now. There's really not much to say about either one of these teams. I don't think that either one of these teams are doing anything. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And then the Sunday night football game, we have the Chargers versus the 49ers. The 49ers won 22-16. I think the only thing we can really talk about is the fact that the 49ers look really good at this point right now. And, well, they look better than they did a few weeks ago. And I think more time with the offense is just going to make this team a little more dangerous. So if Jimmy G can just maintain a consistent level of play, I think that'll go a far ways with the team. And their defense is great. It's just all going to depend on how the offense looks. And if Jimmy G can just play consistent with minimizing turnovers, then that will make a big impact on how far they go. Then the Monday night football game, the Commanders with Taylor Heinicke handed the Eagles their first loss of the season. If this is not a game where Taylor Heinicke ends up keeping his job for at least one more week, I don't understand what he has to do. I understand that you got Wentz returning this week, but with Wentz, you weren't looking good. With Heinicke, you went 3-1. One of those games you kind of gave away, which was against the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know what more to say. And then for Philly gets their first loss. So what do? They sign Sue. That is one of the craziest things that you can think of for this week. Philly loses by 1 point. And their pickup for this week is to increase the defense even more and pick up Ndamukong Suh. That is a big pickup. They are looking, it's like they're looking at what the Rams did last season. But the difference is that they are keeping their draft picks. So it's going to be even more impactful because they're going to be able to add players, add some solid young guys to that team. So if they do end up losing some of the major big names that they have, they'll already have some players in development that they might be able to take their spots. This team is really going all in to win this season. I think they realize that they have a team that potentially can win it all. It's all about if they can keep a consistent level, because the playoffs is a little bit different than the regular season. So you got to make sure that your team is clicking on all fronts in order to really make a splash in the playoffs. So let's get to this week's games and let's get to this week's lines, and I'll tell you what my thoughts are on all the lines. So here we go. Thursday night football game. I'm not going to do this one because by the time you guys hear this, the game's already going to be over. So the game is the Titans versus the Packers. I hope if you chose this game, you won some money. I'm not going to talk about this game when it comes to it. If you're asking me who I think is going to win, I'm just going to say Green Bay wins. I might be wrong by the time you hear this, or I might be right. If I'm right, I'm one for one already. Let's get to the Sunday games. So we got my Falcons versus the Bears. Falcons are favored by 3. Like I said, I don't know how to ever call a game when there's Justin Fields playing. So I am going to stick with my team, the Falcons. 3 points. I think they need this victory more than the Bears do. So I'm going to stick with my Falcons. And Mariota needs to make look better than he did the following week. So in the previous week. So I'm going to go with my Falcons. Next up, we got the Eagles versus the Colts. Eagles are favored by 6.5. For this one here, Jeff Saturday, like I said, you're about to be 1-1. I'm choosing the Eagles to cover the spread. Then we got the Rams versus the Saints. Saints are favored by 3. I don't know what the Rams are at this point, but I also don't know what the Saints are at this point. Me personally, I would stay away from this game, but if I got to make a choice, this might be a game. Actually, you know what? I'm going to choose the Rams because I don't know what the Saints are. I could be absolutely wrong, but I'm going to go with the Rams because I don't know what the Saints are. Next up, we got Commanders versus the Texans. Commanders are favored by 3. I am going to go with the Commanders on this one. Like I said, hopefully Taylor Heineke is still the starting quarterback. If it's Wentz, if you can't beat the Texans, then I don't really have much to say. So Commanders, I'm choosing them. Then we got Jets versus Patriots. And Patriots are favored by 3. And this is the next one of those games where I would kind of say, kind of stay away from, unless you are a fan of these teams and you want to put your money down on one of these teams. I am actually going to choose the Jets to cover the spread. The Patriots, like I said, they're favored by 3, but I'm going to choose the Jets. Next up, we got the Lions versus the Giants. Giants are favored by 3. Simple. I'm going to go with the Giants to cover the spread on this one. Home field. And I feel like they need to play for this even more. Next up, we got Carolina. So we got Baker Mayfield versus the Ravens. Ravens are favored by 13 points. Normally, I don't like large point spreads differences like this because it could either be you lose completely because you lost because the team covered the spread, or you get upset because a team is up by 12, but they're supposed to cover the spread by 13. A 13-point spread means that in order for you to properly win, they got to win by 2 touchdowns. But it's Baker Mayfield and the Panthers with less weapons than he had when he was starting before. So on this one here, I am choosing the Ravens to cover. I think that this will be one where Ravens can cover the spread. So I'm going to go Ravens. Next up, we got Bills versus Browns. Bills are favored by 8. At this point right now, like I said, I don't know what the Browns are. I believe this is supposed to be the week where Deshaun comes back. I'm not even 100% sure on that one. I don't understand what his status is for the season. So on that note, I'm choosing the Bills to cover. We got the Raiders versus the Broncos. Broncos are favored by 2.5. Devontae Adams called out the offense. So I don't know. Both the teams aren't good this season. I would say stay away from this game. If the rumor, like I said, spoke about earlier, is true that Russ has been calling the wrong audibles, I don't know. This is just going to be one of those games that I probably won't watch, but give me the Raiders to cover. We got the Bengals versus the Steelers, divisional matchup, and the Bengals are favored by 3.5. I like the fact that Pittsburgh has their defense back, but Cincy's offense seemed like they started to click with Chase being out, and they're coming off a bye. So give me the Bengals to cover the 3.5. Then we got the Cowboys versus the Vikings. Cowboys are favored by 2. This one here is going to be a hard choice to make. I am going to go with the Dallas Cowboys to cover this. I am not confident in that, but give me the Cowboys to cover the 2. That just means that they got to win by field goal. So give me the Dallas Cowboys to cover that one. Next, on Sunday night game, we got the Chiefs versus the Chargers. Chiefs are favored by 5. I like that spread. So give me the Chiefs to cover the spread. And then the Monday night football game, we got the San Fran 49ers versus Arizona Cardinals. San Fran is favored by 8. I think that's an easy... No. I shouldn't say, because the way all this football season has been, nothing has been easy choices, really. But I am going to choose San Fran to cover that spread of 8. And the teams on bye this week are Jacksonville, Miami, Seattle, and Tampa Bay. So it's going to be, we're on week 11 already, and it's starting to, you're starting to see how the playoffs are really being shaped. But it's going to be a good week. I don't know. I know for me, for sure, Sunday morning game, I'm not like Josh. I don't got a 4 TV setup. I have my TV / laptop. Sometimes I'll do a tablet. So for sure, I got my Falcons game on the TV. And then I got... Maybe it'll probably be red zone. So Falcons game in the red zone. And then the afternoon games, it's going to be, Cowboys, Vikings, and red zone. The other 3, and then the Sunday night game, obviously, and then the Monday night game, obviously. So, yeah, this has been the 7K Pick Podcast. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at the Senator, at DASENATOR. Let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know who you're choosing. I always like to hear who other people are choosing. Shout out to Josh. Shout out to Coach. Don't forget to check out the Not So Soft Podcast. Drops every Monday. Don't forget to support everything that comes out on the Fresh Take Network. And that's it for me for this week. Hope you guys have a good week. Hope you guys win some money if you guys are betting. And I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.